Classification of pairs on other characteristics. Whatever I have told you, VED analysis, HML analysis, ABC analysis, and then FSN analysis like that. There is one more idea on which I will analyze my spares. First of all, I will see which are capital spares. Capital. What's capital? They are very vital. For critical equipment like kiln in the cement factory, very vital, which we have seen in the VED analysis, capital space. Big machines, if they stop because spare parts are not available, the whole factory will come to a grinding halt. So such critical spares, capital spares, the stock out cost for such spares is very high. The unit cost is also very high. So get the spares on urgent basis is rather near impossible. The number of items consumed during entire life of the equipment may not exceed 3. Entire lifetime, 35 years let us say. And requirement of the spare is only 3. Very high cost, very vital. Capital spares. The decision has to be made. Considering ordering and carrying cost of, let us say, 3 parts and cost of stock out if no stocks are maintained. Some managers will say, oh, it's very costly. We will not keep any stocks. But then, what to do when the machine comes to a halt? Can you manufacture the spares yourself in your tool room? Can you get it manufactured in the local market by some supplier? Take decision on this basis. Can you repair those spares? Take the decision on this basis. Capital spares. Because they are very vital. You can't allow your machines to come to a grinding halt. Then insurance spares. Similarly, capital spares, insurance spares. Any spare part that will be used to replace a failed identical part in operating equipment whose penalty cost for downtime is very high. But probability of being used is very low. Whole lifetime, maybe only 3 parts are required, or 1 or 2 parts are required. So 1 or 2 parts are held in the inventory. These parts are normally procured along with the original equipment. They are required, maybe 1 or 2 or 3 in the whole lifetime of the machine. Then overhaul spares. What is overhaul? These are spare parts which must be replaced every time the machine is disassembled and reassembled for overhauling, for servicing. Every time we have to replace the spare parts, and such parts are called as overhaul spares. The exercise has to be carried out because after use over a certain period of time, the machine loses its service level. And when the machine is being reconditioned or overhauled, certain components have to be replaced based on the manufacturer's recommendations, like nozzles in the generator. After every 6 months or every so many hours, the nozzles have to be replaced. So these must be kept in the stock. These are overhaul spares. Then rotatable spares. What is rotatable? These spare parts when replaced from fresh stocks, the removed parts can be repaired, rectified, polished, ground and put in the stores for reuse. Reconditioning is possible, refurbishing is possible for these spares. So we have to get the spares rectified and keep it back in the stores. These are called as rotatable spares. They are very costly spare parts like pumps, electric motors, turbines, compressors. So these we have to repair and keep back. It is claimed that 10% of the value of a machine is invested in spare parts. 10%! About 40% of the total working capital is tied up in spare parts inventory. 40%! Unbelievably high. 40% of the total working capital is tied up in spare parts inventory. About 1/3 of spare parts inventory is not moving. Just take the round of the stores and you will know. So many parts are lying, non-moving. You don't know what to do. You have invested money. While you bought the machine, you paid extra price for those spares and don't know why they are not moving. They are simply lying in the inventory. We cannot afford this kind of inventory. 40% of total working capital is tied up in spare parts inventory and which is non-moving, or worst is obsolete. Obsolete means what? Not of any use anymore. That means that money has gone down the drain. Then inventory carrying cost of the spares is 30% of value of inventory. You know, yesterday also we have calculated the inventory carrying cost is always 29 to 30%. It is 6% of the total turnover. If we are having the margin of only 10%, 6% of that is eaten up by inventory carrying cost. Yesterday we have seen this. So, inventory carrying cost of spares is 30%, lead times are long, prices are exorbitant, OEMs do not keep adequate inventory. I have told already, OEMs do not have inventory, they don't bother to give you the spare parts. Then you are in a mess, you don't know from where to get them. OEMs do not keep adequate inventory of spares. Please understand that OEMs will not entertain you. So you have to consider this point while planning the spares. Many times equipment has to be scrapped as spares are not available. Equipment itself has to be scrapped because spares are not available anywhere. It is not possible to manufacture the spares locally also, in-house also, in tool room also. So we have to scrap the equipment. Consider heavy loss company is bearing because of this. So very, very critical. So again I am insisting on one point, spare parts planning. It depends on location of the business unit. If it is in the place like Nasik, very, very difficult to get the spare parts. If it is in the place like Mumbai, maybe it is easier. If it is in the far away place like Jalgaon, further difficult. Indigenous or imported spare parts, to get the spare parts from overseas is difficult. Sophistication of industry, degree of automation. If the degree of automation is very high, if the industry is very sophisticated, further difficult to get the spare parts. Because OEMs are not giving it. Nobody else is able to manufacture. What you will do? Then service level required. How urgent the spare part must be available. Then relevant costs. What are the costs? Spares that have high ordering costs. High stock out cost. High stock out cost is important, or high ordering cost is important? Very difficult question. I would say stock out costs are very important. So, spares that have high ordering cost or high stock out cost have to be held generously. Now you will say, but that will increase the inventory. But okay, if it is required, it is required. You have to hold it. So, I have to tell you the 8 methods for business units for planning of spare parts. Many times the demand of spare parts follows Poisson distribution. What is Poisson distribution? Firstly, it will increase, then it will go to a very high level and then it will decrease. You know the Poisson distribution. This can be used for determining the using rate. Initially, too many spares may be required. Then afterwards, the spare parts requirement may go down. But I would say, better selecting inventory control techniques, like formula. I will give you one formula. 1 plus KLTC. What is K? Service level. What is LT? Lead time. What is C? Consumption. I will give you an example. One more thing, failure rate bathtub curve. Better than Poisson distribution, failure rate bathtub curve is more relevant. Frequently used to determine the wear-in period. Period of infant mortality. What is infant mortality? The child or the the child after getting birth immediately dies. That is the infant, in the infant stage, that child dies. So similarly, our machine goes into breakdown as soon as it is procured. Initially, very high breakdowns will be there. For example, earlier I have told you the formula 1 plus KLTC. K is service level constant, let us say 2. LT is lead time for spare, let us say 10 months, very high. Then C is average consumption, let us say 5 per month. Then in the pipeline, there is one spare in the pipeline. So KLTC is equal to 2, that is the service level constant, plus LT, what is 10 months, 5 is consumption per month, so 100, plus 1, 101. So 101 units will have to be in the custody of the warehouse manager. If he has 101 units, he will not have stock out. This is the way how we go. And now I was talking about bathtub curve. What is bathtub curve? It is looking like a bathtub. Initially, the breakdowns are very high. I call it as infant mortality. What is infant mortality? The child in the infant stage itself dies. Infant mortality, that means the machine is very new, that time the breakdowns are very high. Afterwards, it's a normal life, low constant failure rate. And then as the machine becomes old, the failure rate increases. So this is called as bathtub curve. It is very, very easy to predict on the basis of the bathtub curve or on the formula of KLT, 1 plus KLTC or on the basis of Poisson distribution. I told you totally three things. Poisson distribution, you consider your spare parts availability on the basis of Poisson distribution, or on the basis of formula 1 plus KLTC, or on the basis of this bathtub curve. You can do anything. Then, 8 methods further I am explaining to you for planning rotatable spares. Queuing theory is applicable. What is queuing theory? First in, first out. That means you get the spare from the machine. Okay, machine spare is replaced and the old spare is removed. Just keep it in the queue, first in, first out. That means repair it, keep the parts in the queue, repair it and keep it back in the stores. So queuing theory. For insurance or capital spares, which I have told you, very, very vital, you should do cost benefit analysis. Forecasting methods like moving average, exponential spooning are also used in spare parts planning. When new machine or equipment is being purchased with the OEM for suggested spare parts that would be required during the working life of the asset, we can tell them that, sir, after 5 years we may need this spare part. After 7 years, we may need this spare part. This list is useful for planning for spares. Tell them. Discuss with them. Do we have to take all the spares now? Or you will be able to supply these spares afterwards? Check with them. Repair the spare part which has failed. Many people do it. If it's possible, do repair the spare part. Manufacture fresh spare part in its workshop. Locate a local supplier who has the spare part and buy. Go to the Mumbai market. Maybe you will get the spare part there. Approach the OEM. Request them. Please give the spare part. Either you repair the spare part, manufacture the fresh spare part in your tool room, or locate a local supplier who can give you the spare part, or go to the Mumbai market or Kolkata market, approach the OEM, request him, but you get the spare part in time. So 4 options are available to get the spare. Cost of capital, ordering cost, holding cost, handling cost, security cost, human resources cost, information systems cost. These are all costs associated with procuring and maintaining spare parts. Very difficult to have a very competent person and to plan the spare parts considering all these things. Every rupee invested in spares inventory represents another rupee that has to be borrowed somewhere else. I have limited capital. I can't invest most of my capital in inventory of spare parts. 1 rupee I have put in 1 spare part means I have lost that rupee which I could have used for other useful matters. Consider this. Then, if we have variety of spare parts, it adds to obsolescence. What is obsolescence? One day, the spare part is no more needed, the design has changed, and my spare part, for which I had spent 10,000 rupees or maybe more than that, goes to waste. The money goes down to the drain, and which is very, very, very painful for the manufacturer, for the company's owner. Very, very, very painful. There is only one way to get rid of obsolete spare parts, and that is to sell them. What to do? Along with other scrap generated by the business unit. If the spare part becomes obsolete, really, it is very painful to sell this obsolete spare part in scrap. For which, earlier I had spent thousands of rupees, today I am selling that spare part in scrap. Very painful. So, consider that before investing any rupee, consider that if it becomes obsolete, it goes in the drain. And that rupee I could have considered using it for some other productive purpose, I am not able to use because I have lost that money. Thank you.